Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks.
You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team.
MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Speaking of getting it, I'm here. I'm going to get it for the next 3 hours. What is it? I'm going to get it in on these radio waves, okay? And not just on the radio waves, not just on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. I'm going to get it on the free Odyssey app. You can get it too. Put it on your phone. Put it on your tablet. You can listen everywhere. You can listen anytime. Go ahead and do it. Hit rewind, all that good stuff. Shout outs to everybody listening on SiriusXM channel 158 and everybody locked in on a smart speaker. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm being joined by you. Yeah, you in the car. You at work. You at home. You relaxing. You helping somebody out. You on patrol. You in the hospital. You in the Uber. Yeah, both the passenger and the, what do you call them? The driver. Shout outs to the driver. Make sure you tip the driver if that driver's doing a damn good job. I don't care, Lyft, Uber, all these ride-sharing services. We got a lot of them, and I know they're out there getting that money. Much love to you, okay? It's a four-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. If you want to holler at me, it is very simple. I am on social media. You got Twitter? I'm there. JR Sport Brief. You got Instagram? Damn it, I am there. JR Sport Brief. And what do you think my Facebook is? Yeah, JR Sport Brief, okay? And the number here at CBS Sports Radio, if you want to interact in an auditory way, it's simple, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We might as well call this a night of greatness. And it's only a Monday. A night of greatness. Why? Serena Williams extends her career with a victory tonight in the U.S. Open. 6-3, 6-3. Also, speaking of a night of greatness, on a baseball field, Albert Pujols continues a second half tear. Albert Pujols hits another home run. This home run, 694. Currently, the St. Louis Cardinals are beating the snot out of the Cincinnati Reds, something that the Reds are used to, 12-4. You want to hear what an Albert Pujols home run sounds like? It's simple. Here it is, courtesy of the Cardinals Radio Network.
And the next pitch to Albert is hit high and deep to right field. Backing up to the track, looking up, and it's gone! Home run, Albert Pujols! Number 694. And he took it the other way.
Yeah, Albert Pujols just keeps on doing it. Yeah, like LL Cool J. He's just doing it and doing it. Shout-outs to LL. He was at the MTV VMAs in Newark, New Jersey last night. Yeah, I didn't know they still did MTV VMAs, but LL Cool J was there. Congratulations. But congratulations to Albert Pujols. Two-run home run tonight. Third inning. At that point, he helped give St. Louis an 8-0 lead. And as I told you right before the break, Albert Pujols, the man who is 42 years old, is absolutely abusing the opposition right now. He has been abusing the opposition since the All-Star break. Albert Pujols was batting .215 to start the season, the first half. In the second half, since the All-Star break, he's been batting .400. Tonight was his 9th home run, his 20th RBI in 73 at-bats. Albert Pujols is making to go out. He's making sure that he goes out with a bang. And so, with his 694th home run, he also tied a record tonight. Or matter of fact, he broke a record. Okay? He hit a home run against his 450th pitcher. 450 pitchers have gotten their ass whooped by Albert Pujols. Ross Detweiler was the victim tonight. And so with this 694th home run, he's now 2 home runs away from Alex Rodriguez. And obviously, if you can do math, he is 6 home runs away from 700. The only other human beings to play Major League Baseball on record to hit 700 home runs, some guy named Babe Ruth, someone else hammering Hank Aaron, and then we got Barry Bonds, okay? And so we've been talking about greatness, the greatness of Albert Pujols. I want to see him pass old cheating-ass Alex Rodriguez, and I want to see him get to 700. He has about a month left. Let's go Albert Pujols. And then I told you about the greatness of Serena Williams. Serena winning her first round matchup tonight. She will be back in action on Wednesday night, looking to continue on. A lot of pomp, a lot of circumstance here with Serena Williams. Every matchup, it's pretty much it. And tonight she extends her career for at least her singles career for at least one more match. Danka Kovinic, she beat her tonight 6-3, 6-3 on Wednesday. Annette Konviet is next up on the list for Serena, and Annette is ranked number 2 in the world right now. And so we'll see what happens with Serena. Wolverine was out there. Hugh Jackman, Queen Latifah, Mike Tyson, Bill Clinton, Matt Damon, Spike Lee, Lindsey Vonn, Gladys Knight, Francisco Lindor, Adele. They were all there to watch Serena Williams. And she talked about how tough, how difficult it's going to be to walk away from tennis after the match. Take a listen.
Very hard decision, because I think when you're passionate about something and you love something so much, it's always hard to like walk away. Sometimes I think it's harder to walk away than to not. And that's been the case for me. And so I've been trying to decide for a little while what to do.
Well, we know exactly what she's going to do. She's been very adamant about adding another child to her family. Her daughter is getting ready to turn 5 years old. She's expressed how much her daughter wants her to stay home. I think most people who have kids can certainly understand that. She said she wants to continue on in business with her venture capital firm that she's currently starting or has been started. And so, yeah, there's nothing wrong with Serena at 41 years old looking for the next phase of life. And so here we have Serena at 41. Here we have Albert Pujols at 42. And then later on in the show, we will certainly talk about Tom Brady, who's 45. And by the way, Tom Brady was voted the number one player in the NFL right now. Amongst his peers, the NFL top 100, Tom Brady topped that list at number one. And then we'll get into Jimmy Garoppolo. Is he a great like Tom Brady, Pujols, and Serena? Hell no. but we'll get into him as well. 49ers and him restructured his contract. Jimmy Garoppolo ain't going nowhere, at least for this season. We'll throw his ass into the conversation, but we know he's not a great. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Patrick is calling from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Patrick, what's up?
Hey, JR, I wanted to echo what a lot of people have said about Albert Pujols, including yourself. It's just, I think it's good for the game of baseball overall. If you're a baseball fan and you follow the game, it's much like you just want to see a guy who says, hey, I'm going out, but he's going to go out in a good way, go over, break Rodriguez's record, which is tainted, as we all know, and then get over 700, and that would be so sweet because that 700 club, he did it clean. And I just am looking forward to him getting that 700. And then 5 years from now, him, I guarantee you, he's going to be an automatic Hall of Famer. So that's all I got to say, JR, is that I'm looking forward to the next stage where he breaks that 700 streak just like you are.
Absolutely, Pat. Thank you for calling from Virginia. This is going to be a weird analogy, but let me put it to you this way. Albert Pujols, as a baseball player, what Albert Pujols is doing right now and what I hope he can do by going out there and picking up number 700, what I hope he can do by passing Alex Rodriguez, it feels like running around, taking a jog outside, and then coming back in and taking a shower. Albert Pujols actually breaking these records feels like some type of exercise and cleaning and washing down and wiping down a little bit of what we've seen in baseball. Is this the thing that puts baseball over the map? Hell no. Is it going to fix or erase or change the record books? Hell nah, it's not. But watching Albert Pujols, and I mentioned this last break, looking at someone who is or has been clean, and also watching someone who's been amazing, an amazing human being in the public eye for the last 20 years of his career, is refreshing. It feels like a shower. It's a breath of fresh air. It's like waking up in the morning before a scorcher of a day and going, man, it's beautiful out right now. It's cool. It's comfortable. The air smells clean. I want to enjoy it. And that's what I'm getting out of Albert Pujols. Because when he's gone, he's gone. And so to go on an amazing tear where he can go ahead and punctuate his career and garner and gather this attention, it feels good. It really does. I know there was another guy running around in a Cardinals uniform. His name was Mark McGwire. There was a feel-good about him. And we found out that he used a little bit of a feel-good to get a bump in his performance. You know, I can't tell you anything negative I've heard about Albert Pujols. There has been no major scandal, not this, not that. He does amazing work, okay? What are you going to tell me? He got divorced, what, last year? Good. His personal business. Don't give a damn. Nothing terrible came out about it. Here we are, and the world goes on. Marty is calling from D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, how you doing? Can you hear me, JR?
I hear you, Marty. Please, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Yes, I just want to go back to about Serena. I remember years ago when she first came, when the Venus came first. And my buddy and I was talking, and one day his coworker, she was a tennis player at the time, and she was telling him, she was like, everybody's talking about Venus. She said, she has a sister, remember this name, Serena. She's going to supersede Venus, and she's going to be the number one tennis player of all time. And when I see it, I always remember that when he told me that, and every now when I see Serena now, she lived up to the expectations from back then. And I look at her, to me, it's just my personal opinion, her and Tiger Woods, for individual sports, they changed the game as far as their individual play and setting the bar so high. Like you said earlier, all the people, they made people want to watch, even though I always like female tennis, but they made people want to watch women tennis again because of her and Venus, but mainly because of Serena. How she did it was such a class, and she was so, she just had that fire in her that really made you want to watch tennis and look up to someone like her.
Absolutely, Marty. Thank you for calling from D.C. No, there's nothing you could take away from Serena. We can go ahead and argue about all the other tennis players that have come down the pipe that have been women that have accomplished, whether they are or that are accomplished, whether they scan the line longer at number one, whether they won more titles in the case of Margaret Court. And people look at Margaret Court and say, well, she dominated at the Australian Open when a lot of people didn't even want to go out there. And so everybody has a little bit of a give and take. What you can't argue is the impact that Serena has had just on the game, flat and period. And not just the game, what she's done away from the court, whether it's in business or fashion or media, now in investing. There's and the next generation influencing the next generation. Nobody. It pretty much goes the same for Tiger Woods if you want to look at individual sports. So, Marty, excellent call. A matter of fact, Serena Williams, after the match, she talked about what her plans are after tennis. She made it very clear on ESPN. I want you to take a listen right here.
I really wanted to spend more time at home and working on my spiritual life, and that was really important to me. So, yeah, it's like Serena 2.0.
Yes, 2.0. Tech, investing, family life, home life. She wants to have a kid. Why not? Dave is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good evening, JR. How's it going, man?
Very well. Go ahead.
Hey, check this out. I'm rooting for Albert Pujols and Serena Williams and Aaron Judge. I'm rooting for Albert Pujols to tie Hank Aaron. I'm rooting
Excuse
for Serena
whoa,
Williams.
Wait, Dave.
Yeah.
What do you think? Albert Pujols is going to play, I don't know, two more seasons and hit 25 home runs? What do you think is going on here?
Well, if he gets the 700, he just got to knock out 15 more home runs if he can. And
No. You're Babe Ruth.
Ty Babe Ruth. I'm sorry.
Okay, because Hank Aaron, you got me confused there. So
let me.
No, it's okay. So here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Pujols right now has 694 home runs.
Right.
Alex Rodriguez has 696. Babe Ruth is next at 714. Hank Aaron has 755. And Barry Bonds.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My bad.
Barry Bonds has 762.
Okay. Now, if he could pass Babe Ruth, that's good. That would be good.
That'd be one hell of a stretch. I don't think that's going to happen, but okay.
But then I'm rooting for Serena Williams if she could win one more title. That would be great. And as far as Aaron Judge, you say he's 6'7", 300 pounds?
He's 6'7", 280. He's 6'7", 280. I said if he has two more cheeseburgers, he might pull closer to 300, okay?
Yeah, and then not only that, the man looked like a basketball player and a nose tackle as well. But one more thing before I go.
Okay.
Albert Pujols is using his baseball bat to turn pitchers into popsicles, man, because he's putting a hurt on them and everything like that.
Okay.
But I love it. I love your show. Hey,
thank you.
Knock it out the park, man.
Well, thank you. I will certainly knock it out the park, and I won't use any Andro. Patrick is calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jer, how you doing? I love your show.
I'm very good. Thank you. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, you know, I'm definitely a Braves fan all the way, but Albert Pujols, I mean, from the beginning when he came, I remember I was in the Air Force in 2001 when he came out, and I mean, from the beginning, he's just been a great ambassador for the game. And I'm so glad that the Angels dropped him and he was able to go back to the Cardinals and finish his career at the Cardinals.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We had a caller call up and he was he's a Cardinals fan. And he said, man, I appreciate the fact that he can do this back here and that he's not wearing a Dodgers uniform. He's not wearing an Angels uniform. He's doing this where he started his career and where he's beloved. And so it's a beautiful ride for the Cardinals fans to pretty much enjoy. And we know Cards fans, when it comes to baseball, I don't care what sport it is, they're some of the best in the country, flat, simple, across the board. James is calling from Minnesota. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I finally got through to your show. I love your show very much. I got a lot of respect for you, sir. I don't remember your name, but I got a lot of respect for you and your show.
Well, thanks. What else you got?
I got something on Albert Pujols. If it is 1987 all over again, World Series between the Minnesota Twins and Albert Pujols and them St. Louis Cardinals, I don't know how he's going to be able to figure out that Twins bullpen. A lot of hitters have this year. A lot of pitchers will this year. A lot of batters, I mean, have this year, and a lot of batters will this year.
James, slow down. James.
Will struggle with that Twins bullpen.
Can you hold on?
And you hear to hear first, brother.
No, I don't want to hear nothing. James, can you do me a favor?
What's up?
Just don't say anything for a few seconds, okay? You ready? You've called here before.
Yeah.
Do you need like a cough drop? You need some tea? Like what's going on?
Brother, I was hollering at that Twins game so loud tonight.
No. But you sound like bootleg Hulk Hogan right now, man. What's wrong with your voice?
I'm telling you, brother, switch this up when I get to hollering.
Well, do you have a cough drop? You have a lozenge? You got a Ricola?
Man, I ain't got no ice cola. I ain't got no Ricola. I ain't even got no vapor rub. I ain't got nothing for my sore throat.
You don't have no vapor rub. Well, you need something to fix your throat, man. Get some hot tea, a Ricola. Is this some ginger tea? Give him something, damn. That was an interesting voice. I think a lot of people know about interesting voices here. CBS Sports Radio in this spot. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, CBS Sports Radio. We're going to keep things interesting. We're going to get into Tom Brady's return. We're going to talk about Jimmy Garoppolo and his return to the 49ers. We got a lot to do here. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, CBS Sports Radio.
I love listening to JR on my boombox.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. First-time caller. You got a great show. I really like your show. You're really patient, and I think you're really objective.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's great to be back at work. Yeah, I took Friday off. I'm entitled. Ain't no damn robot here. Hey, Shep, name a great robot.
Will Smith and iRobot.
He was a human being. That was the point of the movie. He was a human.
That's a good call. You're right.
Come on, man.
Okay,
that,
Robin Williams
terrible.
And Bicentennial Man.
Nah, you messed that. Come on, man.
Okay, well, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Terminator?
Yeah, those are fine, man, but... Maybe I put you on the spot. I said it too fast.
No, you didn't. I let you down here.
I said, name a great robot. You go Will Smith and iRobot. You could have said the robot and iRobot. I'd have been like, okay, but.
Right.
There's so many great robots. Yeah, Terminator. Yeah, I think he was Cyborg. I don't know the difference. Don't matter to me. You Bicentennial Man. What was the robot from the Jetsons? Rudy? Not Rudy. Rosie.
I think Rosie.
Yeah, Judy was the kid.
You love the Jetsons.
I love the Jetsons, the Flintstones, Tom and Jerry. I love Looney Tunes. I love all of that stuff. Speaking of robots here, I'm not a robot. I take a day off. Someone else who's not a robot, Tom Brady. Tom Brady takes days off. And so over the weekend while I was gone, Tom Brady, he went back to work. He played against the Colts on Saturday with his team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Tom Brady completed 6 of 8 passes for 40, yards. We know that he's moving into his age 45 season, and it is very appropriate as tonight where we have focused in on greatness, the greatness of Albert Pujols, another home run, the greatness of Serena Williams extending her career. We have to talk about Tom Brady, right? You love him. Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you absolutely hate his guts. Maybe you're ready for Tom Brady to go away. It doesn't matter, because after about 2 weeks of just about being gone, after an off season, really, a month here of Tom Brady being the topic of conversation, was he going to go to the Raiders? Did Dana White set him up to go to Las Vegas? And what happened with the Dolphins? Were the Dolphins tampering to bring him in? The answer is yes. Even we've heard about the Niners, that Tom Brady wanted to finish his career there. Well, he went to Tampa. He won a championship. And now he's trying to win another one at 45 years old. And so Tom Brady, he didn't speak to the media for about a month. Okay? He just played Saturday. And then the media had a lot of questions. Like, where the hell were you for about 11 days? And what is going on with those personal issues? What happened, Tom Brady? This is what he said.
It's all personal. You know, everyone's got different situations they're dealing with. So we all have really unique challenges to our life. And, you know, I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of shit going on. So, you know, you just got to try to figure out life the best you can. And, you know, it's a continuous process.
Yeah, he got a lot of blank going on, like everybody, which is true. I mean, not everybody's Tom Brady. Not everybody lives his life. Not everybody makes them. I get it. But he's still a human being. And so, yeah, we heard a lot of rumors that Tom Brady was in the Bahamas and Tom Brady was filming The Mask saying, I don't give a damn what Tom Brady was doing. I know he wasn't at work. They said that he had prearranged or, you know, he had things from months ago, commitments to. And, yeah, this is a guy who retired, folks. And so, I don't know. I just hope that everything is good in regards to health and wellness and that him and his family are smooth. Now, on the football side of things, Raiders, Dolphins, 49ers, all of these rumors, all of these stories, Tom Brady addressed them too. He talked about the rumors of him trying to go to other teams in previous off seasons, and he pretty much became a politician. Of course he did. Listen.
I read all these stories about all these different places I was supposed to go or could have gone, and I'm like, I only was going to go to, you know, one place, which was here. I think this whole organization knows that, and all the conversations that we've had over a period of time, I chose the right place for me.
You got to pay attention here, folks. He was only going to go to the Buccaneers, but then his next sentence, he basically said choices. Let's listen to that one more time. Listen to Tom Brady.
I read all these stories about all these different places I was supposed to go or could have gone. And I'm like, I only was going to go to, you know, one place, which was here. I think this whole organization knows that. And all the conversations that we've had over a period of time, I chose the right place for me.
Yeah, you chose. I was going to go on all these places and I chose the place that was. Yeah, you had a choice. He was a free agent. What did Tom Brady consider one team? No, he didn't. Come on. And we'll get this story. This will come out and 5 years and 10 years. We're going to get so many stories when Tom Brady's in the broadcast booth. Don't forget it. His contract is ungodly. $350, $375, something like that to sit up and call games for Fox. We're going to get a lot of Tom Brady stories. Maybe he went to broadcast school while he was on his two-week break. I don't know. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Bill is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Bill?
You know, I'm going to tell you right now, I have named my son Thomas Brady, and I think he is the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. And he's probably one of the greatest football players to ever play the game.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Well, what inspired you to name your son Thomas Brady?
I was born and raised in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Okay. I watched him and 99, I think it was. Okay. 90. Well, he was on the team in 97, but he was not a starter. He was a mediocre quarterback in college. Okay. And
yeah, get to your son. Get to the part. Well, give me the part about your kid.
My wife gave me a choice. She said, if it's a girl, she gets to name it, and if it's a boy, I get to name it. And it. I said okay. Thomas Brady. And but the guy,
how old is your son? No, I got more questions. How old is your son?
17.
Oh, wow. So does he embrace that you did this before Tom Brady was even legend? Do you or does your son embrace the name Tom Brady?
Yes, he does.
He doesn't walk around saying, I mean, his last,
no,
I don't even know. His,
but.
He doesn't share it with people, does he? He just goes by Tom.
No, he goes by Brady. He goes by his middle name, which is Brady.
Okay. Right.
I'm not going to scream my last name out.
Yeah, we don't want
on the air, but his name is Thomas Brady.
Okay.
He was an above average quarterback in college, and he proved himself by being coached by the right right manager.
Yeah, he did. Bill Belichick.
He can do anything.
He can. Well, Bill, let me ask you one final question here. Don't know. Are you going to have any more kids? You done?
I'm well done.
Okay. But, so if you were to have another child, if you weren't able to name your son Tom Brady, fill in the blank, what would have been your second choice?
Oops.
Boobs? You'd name your kid Boobs? Oops. Oh, oops. Oh, wow. Well, damn. Well, we got a lot of people. I think maybe 50% of the population could be named Oops, Bill, okay?
I appreciate you guys letting me on.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you for calling from Atlanta. Hey, Shep, we got to get Bill a comedy hour here.
That wasn't bad. You know, Bill started slow, but he finished hot. I like that.
He did.
You know what's funny? We think 17 years ago, Brady already had 3 Super Bowls by that point. That's what's amazing about this guy.
Yeah, he didn't even go that far. But not forget Tom Brady right now. We'll get back to him.
Yes.
This man named his kid Tom Brady. And then if he said if I had another kid, I would have named him Oops.
That's funny.
And I thought he said Boobs. I mean, shows you where my life is at. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yes, we're going to get into Tom Brady. Not only did he come back to work, we found out on Sunday that NFL players consider him to be the number one player in the league right now. What does that mean? We'll get into it. Also, Jimmy Garoppolo, he is not going any damn where. He's going to stick around with the Niners. Mike Tomlin has an update on the Steelers quarterback situation, or does he? We got more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, and hey, JR, first, appreciate you taking my call. The show's amazing.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Thanks for keeping us all entertained, everybody at home or out at work and where we love you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Here with you, CBS Sports Radio. You just heard from Tom Brady explaining his absence. I'm 45 years old. I got a lot of things going on. And he didn't use the adjective things. At the same time, Tom Brady isn't the only quarterback in the NFL that people want to talk about. Jimmy Garoppolo was in the news today as he has a restructured contract. He's going to be the NFL's highest paid backup. For now, we're going to get into Jimmy Garoppolo as the show continues on. And then in another world, There's other quarterbacks. Their names aren't as big or huge. How about Mitch Trubisky? Sure. Mitch Trubisky isn't exciting. He doesn't get the people going. And then you have Kenny Pickett, who was just drafted by the Steelers. And this was a quote-unquote, and I guess it's still going on, this is a quarterback battle in the Steel City. Kenny Pickett probably had the best performance of any quarterback, veteran or not, in the preseason. And sure, the preseason doesn't matter unless you're trying to prove yourself, unless you're someone who has yet to throw a single NFL regular season pass. And Kenny Pickett, even against the Lions over the weekend and taking into account his entire preseason, a completion percentage of 80%, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Not too bad, not too shabby. And we know what Mitch Trubisky is. He's someone who was a Pro Bowler and impressed early of his career or in his career with the Chicago Bears. And then things started to fall apart for Mitch Trubisky. And so this has been a battle of the rookie quarterback and the young, quote-unquote, veteran trying to show that he is worthy of a second chance. And so this means that Mitch Trubisky will be the guy, right? He's the veteran. He has the experience. The Steelers and Mike Tomlin will put him out there onto the field, right? Probably not. Mike Tomlin, he talked about his decision about who will start at quarterback week 1. And Mike Tomlin, well, just listen.
I might, but you guys not going to have it today. Again, like I told you guys the other week, man, we're not going to make knee-jerk reactions and statements following a performance. We'll go through our proper professional procedure. We'll evaluate the game. We'll meet with our front office people. We'll have discussions. We'll talk internally. We'll talk external possibilities. We'll go through our normal procedure this time of year, and we'll disclose it to you at our leisure, to be quite honest with you.
Bottom line, when we take on the Bengals, what the hell are we going to tell y'all for? Y'all are going to figure out just probably the day before the game. What are we telling y'all for? Let the Bengals go out and prepare for both of them. Defending Super Bowl appearing AFC champion Cincinnati Bengals. And then we'll see what happens with Joe Burrow. God bless him. He's back out there practicing and putting in that work. And so Mike Tomlin doesn't have an answer. Mitch Trubisky is the old young head in this conversation, and Kenny Pickett hasn't even thrown a pass. And Mitch Trubisky, he spoke to the media, and he was telling everybody why he should be the starter in week 1.
I feel confident with where I'm at. I feel confident with where I'm at and in our overall developing as an offense. So I feel confident. I think I've just shown I could run this offense, I could lead this offense, and I have what it takes to help this team win games.
Oh, well, thanks. Inspired a lot of confidence. Thank you, Mitch Trubisky. Here's some advice, and I think everybody who's watched the Steelers so far here in the preseason, they can pretty much draw this conclusion. Just please go ahead and throw the ball to George Pickens. Shout-outs to the Bulldogs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I would not be surprised if Kenny got the job right out of the gate. I also wouldn't be surprised if, just to get things started, let Kenny really, truly outplay Mitch Trubisky to start things off. Because you can take two approaches. We believe and trust in Mitch Trubisky. And then the locker room knows that he's the vet. That's the stable option. He has experience. And if Mitch Trubisky stinks it up, you can put Kenny out there. If you start Kenny and then you have to pull him, that might be a hit. This is the Steelers. They're trying to win games. And I don't think they're going to wake up and say, oh, well, Kenny's going to take us to the promised land. Not at all. But I think in most cases, you will want to start your veteran, see what he can do. Let your reserve quarterback, let the future of the franchise learn from the sidelines. And if Trubisky sucks, put Kenny Pickett out there. We got Adam. He's calling up from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Adam?
How are you?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
Well, your producer didn't tell me that, but okay.
He didn't tell you what, Adam? I asked you how you were doing, and I asked you what was on your mind. So I'm asking you what's on your mind.
Oh, man, there's a lot on my mind.
Well, that sucks. I was no longer interested in what's on your mind. It sounds like it's muddled. James is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR.
What's up, James?
Hey, I was thinking about Albert Pujols in 2005 in the National League Championship game, game six in Minute Maid Park, where he hit that homer, and it was a long homer, and it took it to game seven back in St. Louis. And the comic strip the next day was that ball passing the airplane that the Astros were on. I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, I didn't see that. I didn't see that strip. I wish I could recall it. Is that something I can go ahead and Google?
I think you probably could Google it. It was just a comic strip they showed of the ball passing the plane, and it was very comical.
Okay. I may have to go ahead and check that out. Well, we know that he wore them out, man. I'm sure you remember vividly.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, thanks for taking my call. It's the first time I ever called.
Well, thank you, James. Feel free to call back. Appreciate you for calling up from Houston, Texas. Yes, we've talked about Albert Pujols. We've talked about Serena. I'm going to look up that comic strip if I can find it. Have to look at what he said. At the same time, we mentioned Tom Brady. And Tom Brady, for many a reasons, and I think we all know him, and this is what we're going to get into the topic next hour, and then we're going to get into Jimmy Garoppolo. The NFL Network, has been producing a list of the top 100 players for the better part now of about 10 years. And this is just additional content for the NFL Network. They do a countdown. They do a show. These are our top 100 players currently in the league. In this year, Tom Brady ended up at number one. And if you have to think about all of the amazing players in the NFL, if you have to think about the other accomplishments of players, this is not a lifetime achievement award. This is about the best player right now, this minute. Tom Brady was one. Aaron Donald was two. Aaron Rodgers was three. Cooper Kupp was four, and Jonathan Taylor of the Colts was five. I'm going to give you the other five when we come back. I'm pretty sure you're saying to yourself, well, if that's the top five, you know, there are probably a few names maybe that you might be missing. And should Tom Brady be at number one? I'm going to give you the other five to round out the top 10 players in the NFL. And then I'm going to give you my thoughts ultimately on the list in general. How did they come to this conclusion? And is it valid? Does it make sense for Tom Brady to be one? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time. You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car, so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.